cold out.
Ugh. Cold. Very cold.
Civic duty, civic duty. I failed the learner's test again, so I gotta go back again, write it. Before Monday. It's Friday. No, it's Thursday for me. It's Thursday today. Friday and Saturday to pass it, and I go back to school on Monday. I have to have it passed by Monday. As I'm sure you would assume, I had quite the freak out. My voice is already a little hoarse because of this cold, but now it's also hoarse because of my freak out. Very mad. Could have left the fucking radio on for you. Sorry. Have to suck it up. This is what you paid for, or didn't pay for. So frustrating, man. I get a fucking double clutching question. Well, whatever. You don't want to hear the shop talk involved. I can blame SGI all I want. But at the end of the day, it comes down to me being a fucking hopeless idiot and a loser. So frustrating. So aggravating. It's another $25 I gotta spend. Putting down $50 of my own money. I can't just, we'll just listen to the radio. It's on CFCR. I should just listen. You know what? Fuck it. You know what? Seriously, fuck it. This is how much I'm going to say fuck it to everything, and I'm just going to listen to fucking podcasts myself. Let the fucking thing run. I'll play you some music, just, but I'm not going to chime in. I'm just going to be in my own little world. I'm so fucking mad. So frustrating.
CFCR reminds you, if you plan to drink tonight, plan a safe ride home. Don't drink and drive, and don't ride anyone who has been here.
Can't pass that fucking exam. God. Talking about Patrick Laine on Spittin' Chiclets. And now he's doing better now. Shortcut didn't fucking work out. That's fine. Fucking loser.
One of the only bands, if not the only other band that was released on the electro sub imprint of Fiction was Cure's sub imprint of Electro Records. I'm not sure what the whole story is, but as I understand it, I think the God Machine was a they had the Cure seal of approval.
I gotta stop tying this to my identity. I'm literally like identifying. What I mean, it's true though. Like, can still be successful. Like I'm forming my identity so much on being a loser that I'm like finding positives to it. I'm like, well, you can still be successful in life and be a loser. Like, yeah, you always lose at shit. Like, you always fail exams that you shouldn't fail. Especially not twice. And, you know, you always do dumb shit. You always day late and dollar short. Always, you know, like, you know, always like, the toilet's clogged, somebody clogged it, it wasn't you. You're the one that fucking unclogs it, even though you're not the one who clogged it. Like, just always allowing themselves to get shit on. Things could still work out well for that guy, all in all. But, still a loser. I'm starting to, like, hitch my wagon to that fucking... identity, which isn't good because I care about sports and I don't want it to all of a sudden, and I'm already not a very confident athlete, but yeah, I don't want to subconsciously allow myself to fucking lose. Like, because I'm going to lose all the time anyways. But not because I, like, manifested to happen, just because I'm not very good. So, yeah, but we're struggling. School fucking sucks and I'm never going back. I fucking hate school. Turns out I made a good decision. Every season it gets more and more attractive to be a lifer at my job. And I mean, probably years ago we had settled in on that as our choice, and it totally shows that I made the right choice, because school fucking sucks. I hate school. And I don't know what else I could have done with my life. But the things that, I don't know, I told people I wanted to do when I was going to university and shit. I don't even know that I want to be a teacher. I don't think I do, actually. But if I did, I can't handle the school. I can't handle the university. The university required to make that happen. Fuck that. So, yeah, we're not doing school. And there could be one day where I want to become a supervisor. I don't want to become a supervisor, but that's kind of the only full-time, year-round work available. So I might have to do that one day if I decide that I want to work full-time, year-round. I always say the only thing I hate more than getting in shit is giving people shit, so I definitely don't want to be somebody's boss. I don't want to be a supervisor, but I might have to do that in order to work a year-round full-time job. In which case, I'll have to take some classes. Fuck. But anyways, yeah, this is, it's been tough. It's been real hard, but fuck you, dude. I didn't even talk about AEW Revolution at all, and I really should sometime, because it was fucking awesome, but this music it's not doing it for me. I respect the instrumentation, the musicianship of the instruments, but yeah, not my favorite. Not into grindcore and metal. So yeah, the instrumentation in and of itself isn't my favorite, but I do appreciate it and respect it. And it's okay. It's not horrible. But yeah, that coupled with the grindcore vocals is not my bag. But anyways, fuck everything. But I hope you're doing well. See you later.